Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show here at the Southern White House. The show is back to normal. The family is reunited. Everything is right with the world. Everything is wonderful.
That's hilarious.
And it is a special day for me down here.
Why?
As spring training begins today.
There you go. Nice.
Oh, yes.
And I'll tell you, there's passion for baseball in the O'Mara household. As I said to my wife, Red Sox are playing Northeastern University for the first day. Their traditional college game they have. I won't be going. Okay. All right. Yeah,
How would you grade her enthusiasm against the enthusiasm of aftermarket ticket buyers?
You know,
yeah. What is the greater day
Oscar,
sign going towards?
I believe
towards?
We had a discussion about this. Rob, the game is dying. The game is dying. I am witnessing that here. You heard it here first. The game is dying.
Is it the Red Sox or is it the game?
It is the game, I believe. The Red Sox should be having some residual benefit from the Patriots winning the Super Bowl, because when the Patriots won the Super Bowl, that usually just gets
a trickle down.
New England sports fans all ramped up, and now they want more.
The Pats did it. The greedy. Sox will do it.
Yeah, but no, you know, sold a couple of tickets when I lowered.
Well, what's going to be great, Mike, is that little Michael is going to be ready to go to all the games with you in a couple years
if That's he can true. Meet his dad's prices.
I will tell you this, there is nothing quite like greeting a three-year-old boy at the airport when he does a dead sprint into your arms.
Aww.
And he was laughing and I was laughing and it was great. And then, yeah, 6 minutes later, it's all back to normal.
You
know,
oh, yeah.
He's whining in the back of the car. You know, it's the way it goes. You know, DGH, that's the way life goes.
But 6 minutes, those 6 minutes, you have to admit, are pretty great.
Oh, blissful 6 minutes. Blissful. Well, no, about a blissful minute and a half, because then I had to wrestle him onto the escalator. You know, I said, don't do that. Yeah, because kids get, you know, hurt on escalators.
Yeah, they put their fingers everywhere.
Oh, I used to love escalators.
That makes a lot of sense now.
The risk factor.
The risk of getting your little shoelaces caught in the mechanism and then being ground to a fine pulp.
I do remember my father saying, can you untie your shoes?
Little Robbie.
Yeah.
Little Robbie.
And then my mom's trick was, how far can you get your finger underneath the moving rail?
Very exciting.
Yeah, they loved exciting. Games. They were fun
and
parents.
And the burning bees.
Bobby's finally stuck. He's finally stuck. That's great. But I could talk about, I've got a lot to tell you about. We've got a wonderful guest, Dominic Foxworth, is going to join us later on. So we've got to get right to it because it's not about us.
No.
It's not about any guest. It's about you, ladies and gentlemen. And I thought we had new music for All About You.
Oh, we have the jingle. The little guy.
Jingle.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so you keep that handy, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
it's all about you. It's all about you.
Are you not telling your
yelling later? Well, we were talking.
All right.
Mike, you ready?
Yep.
It's all about you.
I mean, that goes pretty well.
I enjoy that. Could I hear that jingle one more time? I'm quite fond of it, actually. I really am.
All damn day.
It's all about you.
Ben McDaniel.
That guy's such
you
a
know,
talent.
Here at the Mike O'Mara Show, you might think we talk about our own lives, but really, the prime directive of the Mike O'Mara Show, more than anything else, is...
It's all about you.
That's right.
You know what the best part is? Is the bent note at the end on you.
You.
It's Let's get right. All about you.
Let's get right to it. Hello, gentlemen. I'd like to announce the birth of your newest listener, our brand new daughter, Elizabeth Effie Connor.
Welcome to my world.
After 40 weeks and 40 days of listening to the Mike O'Mara Show in utero, she decided to pop out. last Thursday, weighing a whopping 9 pounds, 2 ounces. That's a big girl.
That is.
That's wonderful. Welcome to the world, Elizabeth. I love that name. I named my daughter that. I look forward to raising her with the comforting sounds of TMOS in the background. You guys got me through the days of reassuring baby Effie's mom while pregnant, and you'll continue to get me through many days and nights of changing stinky diapers. I've never made a request of you before, but if Colonel Harry could wish little Effie a long and exciting life, I'd greatly appreciate it. You do great work. Thank you, sirs. Chris Connor, proud papa, loyal listener from up in New Gloucester, Maine, a Mainite and a new father, and he wants a classic old character voice.
Shall we do the spin?
Half the audience might not remember it, but let's spin. Let's see what happens, shall we?
It's all about you.
Radar O'Reilly, Radar O'Reilly, Radar O'Reilly. There we go. Like to say hi to Effie Connor, Elizabeth Effie Connor, New Gloucester, Maine, born 9 pounds, 2 ounces. Wowzy woo woo, she'll be a shot putter. No, that's a terrible thing to say, Radar.
Did you ever have any big baby deliveries at the 4077?
Oh, tons of them from the locals. Whoa. The indigenous population, yeah. They'd spring them out, they'd pop them out just like popcorn. But that's a long time ago. Hi, this is Colonel Harry Potter from the show MASH.
Hey,
remember me if you're 60 years old.
Remember back in the 50s when they used to show it in reruns?
Oh, fantastic. Back in the day. How do you like your 80s sitcom, everybody?
I loved when you got taken into jail for getting drunk and hitting your wife.
There you go. That's real life. Yeah, I'm a drunk. Bye.
Bye.
That's Harry Potter. Good morning. I would love for you lovely gentlemen to wish my husband Jonathan Jacobs. Oh, Jonathan Jacobs.
Hey.
I would like to suggest that if Jonathan Jacobs happens to be down near the Bay Bridge anytime soon, he could stop by one of the famous eateries of the Annapolis area. It's known as the Whitehall Inn. And if Jonathan Jacobs is ever there, he could stop in, have a lovely dinner, maybe a roast beef or a filet of sole, and then afterwards enjoy one of Whitehall's famous fruit fritters. Jonathan Jacobs, happy 31st birthday. He hates wearing pants. Really?
Oh.
And detests social obligations. He's obviously a lover of the whole TMOS crew. Yeah, you know.
Is that related?
I have to stick on the pants thing. So is that like shorts maybe? Does he like not long pants?
Maybe he's like one of these tropical guys, Florida guys, where you just don't like pants because you don't have to wear them.
Yeah,
well, I don't wear long pants.
And
there are a million guys down here that say when they cross the Florida line, you wear shorts, and that's all there is to it. But
maybe he's what we like to call a dangler.
Well, he's obviously a lover of the whole TMOS crew. A birthday wish from you all would be great. Many thanks for all the laughs, Kate Jacobs. And Jonathan Jacobs, please send a follow-up letter explaining the whole lack of pants thing. I want to find out if, you like wearing shorts or if you're...
Or you're just a non-pants guy.
It could be a reference to Friday's show when you went without pants.
Ah, remember when you walked in?
I wore boxer shorts.
Yeah, and that doesn't count as pants.
Sensible boxers.
Yeah.
Beautiful boxers.
Moving right along, a birthday request in three parts. Oh, boy. This looks like it might be tedious.
And also, Mike, there's more that came after the fact. So this is a lesson. We're going to teach a lesson.
All right, well, this is a regular. I see that. I read ahead.
Okay.
Part one, good morning, gentlemen, ladies, and Mac. This Monday, two very special people have birthdays. My mom, Adrian Cook, turns 70. Longtime TMOS fan Jeff Hancock turns 46. Jeff has a very simple wish. He'd love to be Facebook friends with Oscar. He promises not to post photos that make Oscar look like a monster.
Well, good luck.
Oh, he did that in the past. Yeah, that's why I unfriended him.
Plus, he's a good egg, which is an alleged quote from Oscar. He promises to try to get better at Overwatch, but probably won't. Oscar doesn't have to be friends with my mom unless he wants to experience the guilt that only comes from a Jewish mother. Trust me, it's not worth it. Thank ye, and God bless TMOS. Yours in agnotism, Merle Rogers. Agnosticism, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about
I'll
that.
Add Jeff Hancock. No double Very chins, good. Please. Just make
He's
sure you do
He's a photographer,
that.
Is
yes.
he not?
Yes, he is. And a big
he relishes in putting bad pictures up of all of us, Mike.
And Rob, I think you might want to adjust Oscar up a little bit.
Please.
He suddenly sounds far away.
Okay.
I don't know happened between the start of the show and now. Part two. Hi, guys. I'm writing on behalf of my friend and superfan Jeff Hancock. Oh, it's another one.
Yeah.
Who is turning 46 on Monday for some damn reason. All he really wants for his birthday is to be Facebook friends with Oscar. This is the second letter.
Yeah.
So, Oscar, you know Jeff is a good egg. Another good egg. It's
See,
the same stuff.
This is why it's in three parts, Mike.
It's like he wrote this to someone.
Yeah.
Please do. It's like when the political action committees
send out talking points.
This is what we want you to do.
So please, a Hancock pack?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's do him a solid and send him a friend request. Love you guys. Gina Thornton sent that one.
Yes.
Moving right along, part three. Dear TMOS, it has come to my attention that the unofficial photographer of TMOS, Jeff Hancock, is going to be celebrating his 46th birthday on February 27th. Did Hancock send this out to people?
You know what? I'm shocked that I didn't get a press release.
I got to meet Jeff at Omericon at the State Theater, and he was kind enough to cover my drink bill that night. I hear that he is, like Oscar, a fan of Overwatch. This is just too...
I know. This
is just too contrived.
Yeah.
And he vows to use his 46th year to perfect his game. I remember hearing Oscar on a recent show saying that Jeff is a good egg.
This is
definitely sent out by Jeff Hancock.
Yeah, yeah.
Mike, I'm going to let you... As team captain, I'm going to let you distill this and decide if I add... said operative.
I might not need much
time. And, you know,
Jeff,
I want you to know, Mike, there was a fourth letter that arrived this morning, too late for publication, but it also used the phrase, good egg.
Good egg.
Yeah.
Jeff has just one birthday wish for Oscar to friend him. Okay, yeah, we get that. I hope that you are all able to help Jeff have the best birthday ever. Thank you for everything you do. Stephanie M., this is a conspiracy.
Yeah.
And I believe because of that, unfortunately, the conspirators have resulted in Oscar will not friend Jeff Hancock.
Oh, but as a consolation prize for his birthday, we are giving him Omericast.
Yes.
There you are. Thank you. Thank you very much. Next letter. Friends, every year I write into the mailbag to wish Phil Stamper a happy birthday, even though he always seems to forget mine. But today I'm writing to ask that the entire TMOS family wish him the absolute best while he undergoes neck surgery.
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh.
I hope Sal can stop by and give Phil his best wishes as he goes under the knife. Sal?
Salad Fingers.
Oh, Sal. Oh,
yeah, of
Brett
course
Shepherd.
It's Sal.
Oh, Shepherd. Okay,
yeah.
let's spin and see what happens.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, I love
go.
Sal.
Have a nice big spin all of the right. wheel.
Let's give me the willies.
Okay. Creepy. Creepy.
Oh, yes!
Hello.
Ah.
I hope that the neck surgery with a scalpel cut the neck. Good luck. Many happy returns. As I always say with neck surgery, don't lop off the head.
Oh, no!
Good wisdom.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Very busy mailbag today. Thank you. Dear mailbag, Mike asked last week for more general questions about any impressions. When he did the audio vault, when did the audio vault become Rob's Little Sounds? Did I miss something?
No, we've been playing with that title for some time now.
Yeah.
But it's still the audio vault.
Yeah, it is.
It was silly because we were just having fun with Rob. So that's the reason we did that.
People get upset, though, Mike. People get upset.
Yes.
Sometimes they're cute little sounds. Sometimes they're pretty little sounds.
And I also would say a wider net. We'd love to get more calls from more people. So please feel free to participate. The average radio listener and podcast listener listens passively. They don't get involved. They don't get active. And we'd love to hear from everybody. And anything you want to ask us about, we'd love it. And Dirk, thank you very much for the question. We appreciate that.
Yeah, Dirk.
Waiting in the wings. I guess that means waiting to marry my wife.
Exactly. Pretty soon it'll be him who keeps the child off the escalator.
Scoop
hey, Mike,
up.
Rob, Oscar, and Ponyboy. Last Monday, my pal Eric Yinger celebrated his 46th birthday with his friend at the local dive bar. I was present at said celebration, though I doubt Eric remembers a thing due to the Crown Royal whiskey.
Hey.
You see, while in this elevated state, Eric revealed a little secret. Despite sitting right next to his box wife, Rachel, Eric proclaimed his love of another.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Yes, Eric's dirty little secret came out in a slur of drunken babble. You know who I really love? That sexy bitch Jennifer from the Mike O'Mara show. Oh. She sounds hot. Now, I don't... I guess I don't know what it is about.
Yes.
I don't know what it is about Jen that tickles his fancy, but if Jennifer isn't too busy scrubbing Mike's driveway, maybe she should give Eric a sexy birthday greeting or maybe just tell him to keep it in his pants. Either way, I'm sure he'll be happy to just hear her sultry voice. Thanks for all the laughs, Kevin Lorenz. And yes, I guess he wants to hear from Jennifer.
Is Jennifer around?
That goes, I think she may be. Jennifer! I don't need to spin. She's here.
Okay.
Jennifer, come on in. Jennifer, come on in.
Hi, guys. Hi.
Hey, Jen.
Hi, how are
you? How you doing, baby?
Who is that new man in the studio? OMG. There is fitness and there is fitness. Am I right, guys?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Jennifer,
wow.
That's our friend Dominic Foxworth. He'll be on the program shortly, yes.
What's your name?
Oscar.
Hi, I'll call you anything you want. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here. Did I hear someone tell that you were an NFL player?
Back when I was young.
Oh my God. I love the NFL. It's so much fun to watch those men hurling their bodies at one another. Oh, my God. That is so special. Why was I called in here, Rob?
You were supposed to say happy sexy birthday to Eric Yinger, and I ought to ask.
I don't want to do that. I want to say happy sexy welcome to our NFL player. Oh, my God.
Are those... I don't want to embarrass you in front of our guests, but are those new
overalls? That's okay. Embarrass me all you want. I feel embarrassed right now.
Are those new overalls?
Yeah. They're my white painter's pants.
I know they are.
You like it with the red flannel shirt?
Yeah. Is that paint on them?
No, that's a carnation,
goose.
I put a carnation on the right strap.
On the right what?
The right strap. Hi, Pony Boy.
Good morning.
How are those fingers doing with the computer?
Oh, they're great.
You doing
never
all right?
Been better.
Oh, gosh. I wish I could linger. You guys going to be talking football today?
Yes.
Oh, boy. I can't wait. I can't wait. But I've got to run. Mr. O'Mara's having me clean his gutters today.
Oh, is that a euphemism?
Well, it could be if I was in that studio. Bye, Dominique. Take care. Oh, wow.
Bye. Jennifer's in her own spring training.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, she's very, very, very excited to slip right out of here. Anyway, last letter. Hi, gents. Greetings from a yuppie bar in Charlotte, North Carolina. Mike says he wants more regular, unspecific, generic letters.
Yeah, true.
Instead of the birthday request, it's nice. I come to your door with no agenda, no requests, and no shtick. I'm only here to vent. Alas, I'm a 33-year-old dead man walking. In 7 short months, I will be married.
Oh, dear.
Of course, I am marrying my best friend, soulmate, and dream girl. She's my everything, and I just wanted to be married to her. However, I feel overwhelming dread.
Oh.
We are in full-blown wedding planning mode. The perfect dress, the perfect photographer, the perfect reception venue, the perfect DJ, the perfect time. Will our champagne flutes be personalized?
Oh, you never know.
I thought a flute was an orchestral instrument. This is a funny letter. What color chargers? What is a charger? Apparently, it's a plate for a plate. What will be our wedding hashtag? What? Oh, stop it. Stop it.
It's Jennifer.
God. Stop it. Thank you.
Oh, the chargers are in.
I'll fix that one of these. Call me during the show. Let me see. What is our charger? Apparently, it's a plate for a plate. Is it? Is that what a charger is?
Yeah, it is. It's the big plate that goes
on top of the plate.
Yeah.
Oh, under the plate. I'm sorry.
What will be our wedding hashtag? What the actual F have I gotten myself into? Every suggestion I have in the wedding planning process gets met with a blank stare or a bless your heart, you stupid man look. I've learned that the less I provide input, the smoother things tend to go,
yes.
But also the more money is wasted. Good thing it's not my money, it's the principal. This is where I get very Oscar Santana. I have so many questions to ask you boys of varied marriage experience, but I am promised no agenda. Love you, long time, Nick. You know, I have to say, Nick, I've had a medium wedding in the backyard of my my parents' house. I had a massive wedding at a very exclusive hotel in Washington, D.C. And then number three, I basically did it out of the trunk of a car.
Yeah. Which was your favorite?
Yeah, which one was the smoothest?
The current one.
Yeah.
That's always the proper answer. Start the show, Rob. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I tried to eat healthy for like a minute. I thought I really liked trail mix. Turns out I just like M&Ms that play hard to get. It's really just the thrill of the chase. Before the rubber band, lobsters ruled the earth. I just joined a gym. I had trouble meeting women. My friend suggested I join a gym to meet women. Yeah, because that's where I'm at my most impressive. It's the gym. Hi, nice to meet you. You want to spot me while I try to open the gym doors? Just going for two reps, in and out. I'm trying to get in better shape because I have a high school reunion coming up pretty soon. And I was in band, so you know, I want to make sure I can still fit in my old locker.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air, and we are glad to have you with us. Hello. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it, and if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Or MikeO'MaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Today brought to you by Distilled. We love Distilled jeans. Yeah. Oscar wears them almost every day.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal, Wade, with Distilled jeans. Distilled jeans are taking out that pesky middleman,
yep,
and allowing you to get great denim at an incredibly affordable price, so you don't have to break the bank by going to get your jeans in a boutique-y mall setting where,
right,
you overpay. Skip the mall, go to Distilled. Distilled is spelled D-S-T-L-D. It's Distilled. They use the best luxury-grade denim, but they eliminate the middleman, so you get jeans that would cost hundreds of dollars, but they start at just $75. That is a bargain. Distilled jeans are amazing. Oscar lives in his, and he used to be the Rube. What is the most you ever spent on a pair of...
Oh, this will break your heart.
This is when you're paying off a monthly credit card bill, when you,
yes,
don't have the dollars. $375
is
how
much God.
I used to.
You know why you did that? You know, with your fancy card going into your boutique? You know why you did that, Oscar? Because you're a Rube.
Yeah.
He knows better now. That's why he goes to Distilled. Distilled jeans look great, last forever. They're guaranteed to fit, because if they don't, they'll send you a new pair until the fit is perfect. You'll look like $1 million for only $75 with quality like this. You'll notice the difference right away. Plus, they've got outerwear, leather jackets, T-shirts, and more. Elevated style, quality without elevated prices. Do me a favor. Take advantage of it today. Go to distilled.com/TMOS right now.
Now's the time.
And get 10% off your first pair. That's DSTLD.com/TMOS for 10% off right now. Five easy letters, DSTLD.com/TMOS. We are pleased to welcome a good friend of the show and a dear friend of Oscar Santana's, and a gentleman who decided that just playing at the highest level of athletic competition wasn't quite enough. No, I'm gonna play in the NFL. Something 1/10 of 1/10 of 1/10 of 1/10 of a percent of population of the United States does. And then I'm not okay. That's not enough for me. So I'm gonna go up to Harvard Business School and I'm gonna get an MBA from Harvard. Which 1/10 of 1/10 of 1/10 of 1/10 of 1/10 of 1/10 of a percent of the people do. And he did that as well. This is a person I have tremendous respect for because of the fact that he's done
awkward.
So
can
much
we stop
in his
now?
Career. Can you ever let me give you a proper introduction?
It's all downhill from there. None of that is good. Okay, I'm sorry.
We're coming down for the joke now,
so you can make fun of me now. I'm sorry.
I don't know why he's upset. This is the intro that Dominique sent over.
So then I can act humble. Like, you got it.
The thing is, I'm just giving your credentials. University of Maryland, that's where you played your college football. You finished your NFL career with the Baltimore Ravens. And after you retired from the NFL in 2012, you attended Harvard Business School. And now, in your broadcast career, you can be heard on The Morning Roast on ESPN with Clinton Yates and Mina Kimes. And you can download that on iTunes. Welcome to the world of the grind of broadcasting. Dominique Foxworth, let's give him a nice round of applause. All right, now you can bring that. Now it's all downhill after that.
Now we slander you.
Let me ask the first question out of the box. How possibly are you still friends with Oscar Santana?
Yeah, that's troubling.
After all these years. That always troubles me. I don't understand that.
I mean, he's a decent guy, and yes, it makes me feel good about myself, too.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's
like in comparison? Okay.
At him and you just say, oh, my God.
Every couple months, I make him take his shirt off, and then I'm imbued with the self-confidence that I need for the rest of my life.
Mike, you
I
should
have to ask you this. I want to weigh in on this. Before you start, Oscar, let me have my time. Let me just have my time with your best buddy over here, okay? I want to ask Dominique, where do you... I know I've asked you this before. I probably ask you this every time you come by. Where do you weigh in on his relationship path? Because you know what? Why would I get the misogyny?
No, that's
that?
Not for you. That's
oh,
for
that's
just
for him.
That is just the hanging misogyny in the air when you bring up the topic.
Dominique, I always forget. I know you're a married man. And,
I am.
You've been married now how long?
Six years.
6 years. Do you have any kids yet?
Three of them.
You have three children, right? Mm-hmm. So you've been very active. So you are.
I'm good at more than just school and football. So.
That's wonderful.
I have other great talents.
But it's you know what? I am somebody who, even though my marital path has been a little zigzaggy, I will tell you that my philosophy of life is, and I really do believe this, that the greatest thing we do on this planet, and I mean this with all my heart, the greatest thing we do is bring children into the world. Children are that's the whole deal. I love it. My kids, I'm an elderly father. Your friend Oscar's path here, is it time, in your opinion, like I feel, that he get off his ass and get on with this and start the process? What do you think?
Well, I feel like that advice coming from you might not resonate.
Because of my multiple marriages?
Yeah, I would've.
Thanks, pal. Appreciate it. Right out of the gate. I never see you, and you come in right away with that crap.
I didn't mean that as disrespect. I mean, it's just a fact.
None taken, like, Dominique.
How could it possibly take it as disrespectful?
I'm just saying, that's not the guy that you want to tell you to, how don't you, like, hurry up and get this thing going. But anyway.
Okay, I understand.
Well, as a counterpoint then, may I offer this? I've been married
nearly 21 years. Please,
Rob,
I need all the friends I can
get. Nice. And I have two children, 16 and 13. Very proud of
them.
Way
to remember them, Rob.
And you know what? It's 16 and 14, actually.
Oh, God.
But I know where they are right now. They're at school.
Right.
But if I were to offer the same advice to Oscar, do you think it would be more valid coming from me?
I think he might receive it better.
You see, here's the thing, though. I never want to see him reproduce.
Okay.
So,
well, the problem is,
my advice for him is to keep his black soulless self.
I really do. I think he's going
to
be a great
father. I mean, the problem is, you don't have to be married to reproduce.
That's true.
I think maybe he should get married, but he should be celibate.
I think that's a great idea.
He should refrain from having sexual intercourse, but marry his beautiful fiance.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But yeah. It's also baby steps, right? For example,
in what way?
Baby steps. You've been with her for 40, like a decade. Yeah, I know. You are.
Just saying.
What's the rush?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
It is different, though. Once you are married, it's different. But I think that men especially are, well, I guess just humans in general. I was reading this book not too long ago called Sapiens that was talking about how some primate species are not monogamous, or none of them are monogamous. No primate species except for us are monogamous, but some are like communal in their relationships, in that they're like a pack and that they all have sex with each other.
Yeah.
And it's like the... Whoa, don't get too excited.
Okay.
I feel like we should bring in the 70s. We should bring in the 70s porno movie soundtrack with that right
now.
You know?
as a way of showing appreciation, sometimes there are homosexual acts in these troops. So it's just like free love. So how many people we got on this show right now? Maybe we should just form our own pack.
Yeah.
And I think we need to re-up with a couple more interns before we try that.
I think you're already too late.
I think anyone looking at the video feed would probably throw up in their mouths right now.
Pony, don't say a word.
That's right. Pony's already drawing up a chart.
As far as creatures that mate for life, don't geese mate for life?
Penguin do as well.
Don't geese mate for life?
I believe you're right. I believe geese
are lobsters.
Yep, I think lobsters too.
Mm-hmm.
The male penguin sticks on the eggs.
Yeah, that's why I remember I had like a girlfriend, didn't really work out at one point in the past, that said, "You're my lobster." I said, "I'm your what?" And she explained to me that lobsters mate for life.
And that's would that be the moment where you decided that you were going to get out of the house?
Oh, look, we're moving to D.C. You can't come.
Now hop in this pot of boiling water. It only hurts a moment.
Dominic Fox, we got to take a break because we ran late with the mailbag. We will take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
Rob Mayer here to promote Patreon, a new way to support the Rob and Joe Show. Joe doesn't really care enough about the show, so he left. But Rob Spiewak is here and Oscar Santana to help promote the Rob and Joe Show that Joe won't promote.
It's a workshop for being Joe from Rob and Joe. This is Joe caring about the show.
Okay, this is the first.
Yeah, whatever. Patreon, I don't know, get on the web and then give us some money and we'll do a show.
I don't know. I would have stuck around, but it wasn't worth my time. I'm going to do a Kickstarter to see if I get enough money to talk about Patreon.
If I get enough money, maybe I'll go to the doctor to get this cough out of the way.
Well, I'm sold. That's patreon.com/RobinJoeShow. patreon.com/RobinJoeShow. You get a bonus show. It's actually only $5 a month. But if you give $1,000, I will murder Joe live on the air.
Great impression.
Joe, is that you?
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I love reading to my son. I really do. His favorite book is still Lost My Name. Let me tell you about this book and why it is such an incredible gift to give. Whether it's your son, whether it's your grandson, niece, nephew, or just a friend, you can be a hit with this. Easy to create, the personalized Lost My Name book. I did it myself. I did it in minutes. This is what's cool about it. I've seen attempts to do this type of a project before where they just take the kid's name and they kind of pop it into a story, and it's really kind of jive. It doesn't look good. And what they do with Lost My Name is they take the letters of the child's name and they create a customized story throughout the book, so the kid has to discover that the story is all about them. My son was thrilled with it. It turns the story into a personal journey, perfect for birthdays, for baby showers. You will be a hit if you give somebody this gift. It's really fantastic. Just do it because you got a friend that's got a little one. Lost My Name also offers other one-of-a-kind personalized products that you can make in just minutes. Just go to lostmy.name and enter your little one's name for a free preview of their story. Once again, listen up. It's an unusual address. lostmy.name. Enter the code TMOS at checkout for 10% off. Plus, shipping is free worldwide. Don't wait to get your child their own personalized bedtime story. Visit lostmy.name. Use the TMOS code and do it today. I came to a little moment last night when I was watching a movie for the second time that got nominated for an Oscar, and I figured out what I think I love more than anything else in a movie, and that is... that is lack of cliches. I watched Manchester by the Sea for the second time, And I realized that one of the great things about this movie is that there's just not a cliche anywhere near it. You just don't. It doesn't do what you expect a movie to do. And it just was really, really amazing. And I really, I'm going back between a lot. I haven't seen all the movies nominated, but between Lion and Manchester by the Sea.
We're ramping up to the Academy Awards this Sunday.
Weekend. Yeah.
Yes.
And we're checking out, we're finally going to. We're going to probably bite the bullet and go see La La Land tonight. Just so
I can't wait to hear what you say about it. You know, when you talk about movies without cliches, a movie, we don't go to the movies that often together, but when we do, we tend to do it right. And we've seen a lot of good movies together. That movie, The Walk, was another one that was totally devoid of cliche, I think.
I love that. That's my favorite criteria for a movie.
If
a movie does goes in the opposite direction, not always going to be sweetness and joy, certainly not Manchester by the Sea.
Right.
But man, oh man, is that, it's such a great example of life, in my opinion, and how life just throws it to you. And I think ultimately, what was that?
I fell over. I fell over.
That's going to sound hilarious on the podcast.
Sorry. It was something on the table. I knocked it over.
It's all good. The mic stand. No worries.
All right.
Sorry about that.
I'm not blaming you, Dominic.
It's definitely my fault. I apologize. Who's going to win Best Picture?
A lot of times when you get out of business school, Mike, the first thing you do is you hit the bottle. And it's sometimes hard. And I understand, because you're under a lot of pressure.
So much pressure.
Can we buckle him in, please?
So, I was quietly sitting in the theater when suddenly... Okay,
didn't you used to play for the Ravens?
I wasn't getting enough attention, so I started to lash
out.
You've
been on the show
No
before.
One cares about your dumb movie.
You don't
water
like it when I pepper
in Manchester.
You. See, you can't have it both ways. You don't like it when I pepper you with the standard questions about what you think about the issues of the day. All right. Hey, Dominic. How about that Tom Brady, huh? Wasn't that the performance for the ages? Wasn't that an incredible comeback? Yeah. You know what I see? You know what I see when I see a victory like that with the Patriots? I see the New England fan sports base, the long-suffering Red Sox fans, of which I am a member of that fan base, and I see them getting more into Yankee land, more arrogant, more, yeah, what do you think now? Hey, suck on this, Roger Goodell. Yeah. You know, and I
How
see
about
that
you?
Happening. Yeah, I do. And I expect to go to, I'm going to a spring training game today, and I expect to see that attitude with all the hats.
But you know what? Is it because it's foreign to you because you spent the first 50 some years of your life chasing that title?
It was beautiful
it's almost like once you get it, is some of the charm gone from it?
It is gone. But here's the thing. There are in my opinion, this is from the other side. This is from the sports fan side of things, that you, when you have tremendous success, it's inevitable, at least that I've watched it. The Yankees had it when they were kicking the Red Sox ass all those years.
Right.
You have seen the Dallas Cowboys go through a period of time where they had it, the whole America's team period of time. And the fan base inevitably gets arrogant, and it's not becoming to see. When we were chasing it in 1986, when Bill Buckner had the ball go through the wickets and they lost to the New York Mets, and I ripped my shirt off my back in anger and had a couple over visiting that had to leave during my first marriage. Maybe that's why.
I don't know that you've ever given us that detail before.
I've never heard that story.
1978.
You know, Oscar, I haven't either.
That Mike Krasny was over with his wife.
No, I don't care about that. I'm talking about the shirt.
No. I sat there, and they lost in, I think it was Game 6.
Yeah.
In the 1986 World Series. Was it 86? Yeah, it was 86 World Series. And I just sat there because they were one strike away from winning the World Series, and I just went like this. I was like, and then I went, rip.
Oh, my God.
And I was just, I didn't know what to do. I was
Did they
distraught.
Leave immediately, or?
Yeah, they left. They actually left shortly there.
Wouldn't you?
Well, you don't know what to do. Do you cheer the guy up or do you run?
Cheer him up.
Yeah. 1978.
You gotta walk over and rub him on his naked back.
1978. I'm at Marist College in Poughkeepsie, New York, And I am with a kid, I don't even remember the kid's name, from Methuen, Massachusetts.
Bill O'Reilly was his
name. We're one of the, no, it's not Bill O'Reilly. Do we always have to go with the same joke?
No,
please?
Spin zone.
Leave your shirt on.
That's the no skin zone.
I'm in the dorm
zone
with this kid from Methuen, Massachusetts, and Bucky Dent hits the home run, that, and the Red Sox would eventually lose the playoff game, the one-game playoff. And the Yankee fans in the room next door, pounded the wall so hard that it knocked the books off the shelf. Those are the memories.
Charming.
But see, when 2004 arrived, I'll never, ever have anything as a sports fan that will eclipse that. It was so cool. This is a good perspective for you to have, Dominique, because, you know, when you're in the game, even when you're associated with the game, you probably don't. I don't know whether you guys, when you're at that level, because of all the crap you deal with media and coaches and trying to make a team and trying to prevent injuries and trying to deal with injuries, I think sometimes to get a real what it is to be that passionate about a team as a fan is just, it was so, nothing will ever come close to that for me when your team that you've been supporting all the years finally did it, you know, and a lot of these teams are teams of memory. And I know I'm getting too heavy on the
thing. We saw it recently when we saw the coverage of Chicago.
And yeah, Chicago is a great example.
And that was a wonderful, wonderful thing within the last year where we got to see these lifelong fans. And, I mean, they could be 10 years old. They could be 90 years old.
Also, for perspective, Dominique, you have your own take on this. And you've mentioned this. And I think that it's important to highlight that from the athlete's perspective, nothing's guaranteed, right?
Nope.
Nothing's guaranteed. So if you make it to the Super Bowl like the Falcons did, it's not guaranteed you're going to be back.
But your highs will be, like, if you win a championship, that will be the high. It's short-lived, especially if you're in the middle of your career because you got to get ready. You know, starts again. The whole game starts again. But as a fan, that moment was something that will not be recreated, and that gets me to the whole full circle thing about the Patriots. I made a joke about it, but the fact is, as an outsider looking at that game, you know, of all the teams that were going to have the greatest comeback in the history of the NFL and the Super Bowl, it had to be. It's like the rich getting richer, and I think a lot of people that were not from New England, not Patriots fans, kind of looked at it that way, and that's how, you know, because we really don't talk sports on this show a lot, but that's the way I felt, and I caught a little crap for it because I was just kind of echoing the sentiments of everybody, but, you know. That's the way I felt about it.
I was there, and it was cool to watch, and I also had that same feeling. So, like, that was an amazing thing to watch take place.
Truly amazing.
And you kind of felt like once the fumble happened, you kind of felt like the game was going to go in the Patriots' favor. But it also just – I wrote a piece afterwards about the kind of the pain that the losers must feel, and going down to the locker room afterwards, like, that's debilitating, and for the most part, I feel like the professional athletes don't have the same connection to their teams that fans do, like you were speaking of,
right?
Because it's work, but when you're that close to something that you've wanted for your entire life and you realize that not only did you almost have it in your hands, but it's snatched from you and it may never come back again, it's tough to bounce back from, but this is sad and boring and football.
No, Mike, I think you're doing yourself a disservice. It's fascinating. He walked into the Falcons locker room after the loss. In Houston.
Yeah, and with all the psychological, the mental toughness aspects of doing that, nothing at that particular circumstance, which is a once in a history of the game circumstance, that I can't imagine what those guys were dealing with. It had to be, because all of a sudden, they probably became... They felt like fans would feel.
Yeah.
But in a normal game, that's a devastating loss. You got to pick yourself up because you got to play next week. But that must have been, what was that experience
I'm
like?
I'm sure they were already jubilant and near celebration at the start of the fourth quarter because no one comes back from that deficit. So to have that emotional swing to then lose is unbelievably painful. And I just imagine having been a part of games where I felt like we were going to win and we lost. The painful thing is what stays with you is all the things that you could have done differently. And they'll never forget that. I'm in the locker room with guys, grown men, big, strong football players that are just unapologetically kind of crying and not even trying to not even trying to hide it. Just like the world around them does not matter.
You would lose no respect for them if you saw that. How could you?
It's kind of human nature for you to want to cover that up, especially as a big strong man. But they just they were in so much pain that they're just like, I don't care. I don't care who sees me. I don't care what anyone thinks of me. Like this is how I'm feeling at this moment, and I know from experience that that's something. To say that it's you'll have nightmares is kind of a bit of like cliche, and I know how much you hate cliches. I'm sorry, Mike. but it's something that they will that
you're
will
right
pop
on the
up.
Money with that.
It's something that'll pop up. Like even for me, there are games that I think about from high school where I'm like, damn, I wish I hadn't have fumbled right there. And I'm a 33-year-old man who played in the NFL. Like those things stick with you and they'll never go away. And I mean they function as fuel, and they also just make you angry sometimes. And I can't imagine. I've never been that close to winning a Super Bowl and then have it snatched from me.
He said something really cool there. He said that it functions as fuel for him, and I'd never thought of it as that way because I would always think it would hang over as a regret and a negative thing, but you've turned it into a positive.
Well, Rob, let me explain because it's sports. Let me explain to you.
This is the game where the ball is sort of oval-shaped.
There is a parallel here that I can speak to. What he's talking about as far as motivation to do his job as a professional athlete, as a fan, the suffering of the fan makes the ultimate big win 10 times better.
Yeah.
You're not going to have that joy without that pain. That's that's the human condition.
True.
That's what makes it fun. The team that has gone 80 years, 100 years without a championship, when they get it, that's the moment.
And do you resent like 20-year-old Red Sox fans?
Because probably not the 20, now they are 20 years old.
Yeah.
That's the strange.
That's true.
The thing about it is, now you know what you've succeeded in doing? I'll be looking for them today. I'll be looking for that. I swear to God, I will be looking at that demographic going, hey, a-hole, how are you?
They don't know your pain. They're not a part of that hole. They just woke up and were champions.
Dad, that man spit in my Dippin' Dot.
But to me, I actually have turned it around another way, that it was just so much fun to go through that. The only thing I regretted was not having my father alive to see it. It was so much fun. It makes the whole thing. The way I can explain it to you is I'm not remotely the sports fan I used to be. Mm-hmm. After 2004, it's just not there. It's just not there anymore. I'll watch the contest more objectively now, and that's the way it is. But you look at this entire generation that they're used to winning. It's just like everybody gets a trophy. It's the same thing.
It sounds like sports fan. It sounds like virginity. Frankly, it's like
you
have to wait. Then the first time it's so amazing, and then the next time it's like, and then you get to like you're older, like I don't care. I mean, maybe not. I don't know.
You know, it is that's very telling because now Mike, his main sport is golf, and he plays that by himself.
Bada bing. We will take a break. Let's come back with more fun with Dominique Foxworth. We'll talk about whatever we want to talk about when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, it's Tony Perkins.
Hi, it's not Tony Perkins, it's Gary Stein.
Of the Tony Perkins Show, we are doing some fantastic stuff. When you're done listening to this show, join us on our show.
Right. Not that that show isn't fantastic, but we're better.
That show's fantastic, too.
Yeah, but we're better.
Just check us out, TonyPerkinsShow.com.
Whenever you get to it. How about now?
The Tony Perkins Show.
Mike, can you fix your backdrop just a little bit?
Where's
to the right.
Backdrop?
You're right.
Right here, this
yes.
Side?
There you go.
There we go.
Big win.
Nice.
Done and done.
All right. Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by Amazon. Have you ever noticed how the words Amazon and amazing are spelled very much alike? That's no coincidence.
It's not.
You see.
You see.
I feel like doing a bad reading spot.
Okay.
You see, Amazon.com has the most amazing way to support the show. This is why. You see, chances are you already use Amazon for lots of your shopping. So the next time you go to Amazon, access it through our Amazon portal. We need your help.
It doesn't cost you any extra, and it is the best and easiest way for you to support TMOS. Remember, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Hey, go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. Shop Amazon through TMOS. It's amazing. Dominique, I want to make sure that we get a plug in for your new project. The morning pot of coffee. What is it? The morning.
It's the morning roast. So yeah, you can download it on iTunes and write a review. I mean, your listeners know how to do all this, but
give them 5 stars and write a nice review.
Yeah, please.
That'll really help the cause.
Well, I mean, for a man that hates cliches as much as Dominic Foxworth, the morning roast. No, I'm kidding. No, it's right.
You think I named it? I was arguing against that nonsense. I wanted something much edgier, but. Anyway,
I would have gone with another morning beverage, tea bagging.
Much better. I was thinking that
a lot of people would run up on that when they Googled, though.
I was thinking,
yeah, they wouldn't get through. You wouldn't be able to get through
a lot
to
of
you
filters.
Online. That would be impossible.
Fox, you know? Fox and Friends would have been all right. Those other people would just
take it. Fox.
Or Neek and his freaks.
I like that.
Anything that made it clear that I was the star of the show, because I can't have them thinking that they're more important than me.
You've always enjoyed the give and take of that kind of format. Are you having fun doing it?
I'm having so much fun. Yeah, it's great. It's very much like, or not very much like work. It's fun, having fun, making jokes, giving everyone a hard time, being a contrarian, all things that I enjoy, making everyone uncomfortable, a lot of sexual innuendo. It's great. Mostly homosexual innuendo, but it's fantastic. It makes everybody, especially in the sports, so I'm on ESPN, so there are a bunch of sports fans who kind of stereotypically kind of antiquated in their views. So I just say gay stuff every couple of segments to weird them out, and it just makes me so happy because my Twitter account is then inundated with people like calling me all types of names, and then they get really upset when I embrace, like, oh yes, I am a fairy, and then they get so confused. They get so confused and upset because they want me to be offended and fight back. But I'm sorry, you called me gay. It's not an insult.
I embrace it. By the way, look at Ashley. Ashley, our intern. You know, our intern is going.
She is loving it. Loving. Mike, may I mention something just because I get a chance to work with him in the mornings, because you've been kind enough, and as a team, we've been kind enough as a professional courtesy to let the team, the Morning Roast team, use the studio here.
Absolutely.
And that's what friends and family are for. But it's also interesting to see Dominique as a broadcaster, because I've known him just really as a friend, then his different iterations as a sports executive and also an executive and, you know, a businessman. And don't worry, this is how we ramp up for my slander.
Okay,
so,
good.
Sit tight.
It's more fun.
And there's a time where, as you're on the radio, more people hear you, right?
Right.
Dominique is convinced he sounds like Morgan Freeman.
Do you have the Shawshank music?
Yeah, I do.
And he is convinced, and I know someone that really does sound like Morgan Freeman, so I would like the young Morgan Freeman, a.k.a. Dominique Foxworth, and Morgan Freeman to duel it out if it's possible.
Yeah, we can do that.
Like, people are writing him up for voiceover work.
So Dominique thinks he sounds like Morgan Freeman, you know?
When I was drafted by the Denver Broncos in the third round of the 2005 NFL draft, I knew one thing. I liked it. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Oscar, did you hear me? That was amazing. I sound after just I like Morgan. I'm back. Hold on.
After I retired in 2012, I attended and graduated from the Harvard Business School. Yay for me.
Hey, Dominique Freeman.
I don't care for cliches.
Will you entertain one question?
I'd love to, Rob. What can I do for you?
What was it like being born in England and coming over to these shores?
Absolutely wonderful. Yes. Make sure I get a plug in for the Boys and Girls Clubs. I'm just reading off his bio. That's all I'm doing right now. That's all I'm doing.
Do you think he sounds like Morgan, a younger Morgan Freeman?
No, No. Morgan Freeman, first of all, sounding like a young Morgan Freeman. Go back and look at the filmography of Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman has sounded like Morgan Freeman for a million years.
When he was Easy Morgan Reader on Electric Company, he sounded like Morgan Freeman.
Way back in the day.
Yeah.
You know?
So I mean, I never said I sounded like Morgan Freeman. Every time I go on the radio, people send that to me. So I was on Twitter searching out Morgan Freeman, and apparently he doesn't have a Twitter. And all I found was like 25-year-old white girls. Which was like so amazing and confusing to me, because when you're looking for Morgan Freeman and you type that in Twitter and you get a list of like girls doing the duck face and their name's Morgan Freeman, it's like very off-putting, and it threw me off. It's like, oh, and then I thought about like, oh yeah, well I guess Morgan is a common Morgan. Girl's name.
Yeah,
and
that's a duck face name.
Yeah, and Freeman is a reasonable last name, so I guess it makes sense. But it was, I don't know, it's not what I was expecting.
There are times when I hear the show back and I'm like, okay, I could see it, but there are other times, because we don't get to hear it on the radio, we hear first person.
Give
right?
me, Oscar, because I want to make sure I get this. Yes. Give me the vitals on the Morning Row show.
Okay.
When's it on? How do you get
the
it?
Morning,
how long is it? Where is it? I want to know,
Mike,
all about
it. Raise your hand if you have a national radio show. That guy. Okay. Because it's right, on ESPN National, so you can get it on satellite radio.
You don't really have to put your hand up, Dominic.
Yeah. It's on Sunday mornings, 9 a.m.
Keep
to
him
noon.
Up for the rest of the segment.
And
so it's once. It's a once a week.
Is anyone
show?
Else uncomfortable by the only black man in here having both his hands up? Am I the only one that's uncomfortable by that? Racist.
So every Sunday morning, 9 to 12, and you can find it on iTunes. And I would suggest the best way to support the show would be to go on iTunes now and subscribe. Download and write a nice 5-star review.
Cool.
Bottom line.
Right,
Mike, you really do look very handsome today.
Oh, God bless you. Right back at you. You
look
know
like,
that
I like the blue glasses.
Through. I could reach through this TV monitor. Anyway, I am Mrs.
O'Mara.
That was
O'Mara. A wonderful game of chicken played over Skype, wasn't it?
Yes.
No,
who's going to
do
it?
No, he will win that. Of course. The professional athlete will always win the gay game. That is always... That is because I will
far
eventually...
Far too competitive, sir.
You know, because then it's the nature of being in locker rooms. And all. I remember when I skated for a time with the Washington
Capitals.
Seen a
Capitals lot of
penises.
Alumni. Is that what you're saying?
I have seen... Well, no. You've seen many more than I have.
Yeah,
that
I
is
know,
just
I,
by the nature of what you do.
Always a contest with you.
It's funny you bring it up because I
win
I
in penis
am,
sightings.
Oh, my God.
Where's this going?
I am in the locker room skating with the Washington Capitals alumni, and we are dressing before the game, and they had invited me, probably for comic relief, to come up at Benfield Ice Arena, which is somewhere in Maryland. And
okay.
And I used to skate on Sunday nights with these guys. And I remember the first time I walk in, and they're getting ready and walking around, and it's dingle, dangle, dongle, just all through. And I am looking at Schwanstuckers that are just immediately. Mine is just going,
I don't want to come out. I don't want to come out and play with these big kids.
You know? And then they had one other kid that I think was one of the like cage guys at the Capitol Center who used to like clean the ice.
Yeah.
And they had him come along. And I'm like, oh, well, here's another amateur. And he starts suiting up. And he looked like he ought to be in professional films,
yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Like,
right?
I actually have
now,
I have tape of
going,
that guy. I do have, tape of that young man. The
all right,
arcade
let's
guy.
Listen
yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Woo, 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 boom.
So you were sizing everybody up.
Yeah, it was horrible. And then I think it was so dramatic that maybe they didn't comment because they felt sorry for me. I think that's ultimately.
He better be
what
fast.
But I was super fast. My jock would come off and be like, okay, guys, take care. How about who wants a Labatt's? Anybody want a Labatt's over here? That's what they drank. Labatt's beer. God, that was sunny your days.
I had one teammate in Denver. It was so weird. He would never shower there. And even when we would play away games, he would, after playing a full football game, put his suit back on and get on the plane as if nothing happened. And like, it became a thing because everyone was like, what do you have going on? Like, why are you so ashamed? Like, there are guys, no one's embarrassed
no.
anymore because
right.
like, you all get used to it. Like, there are guys of different sizes and no one really right. cares.
You're right. Just working.
Something was going on with my man because no one ever saw him. It became a thing. And it's like, you get on the plane
by
stinking.
By the way, the professional athlete, and this is, you know, we are not going with any racial stereotypes here.
No.
Right.
I'm talking about all races. All this is, and I could be dead wrong about this. My feeling about the professional, it's the professional athlete thing. If you're playing pro sports, you're Horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk. That's the way I
mean, there might
it.
Be there might be like a higher level of testosterone in athletes and that believe. Sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's what I believe.
And I'm black. Yeah. I can say that.
Thank
Mike.
You for clarifying.
And Mike, I know we're running out of time in the segment, but perhaps someday we could have him back and talk about the theater locker room.
Yes, the theater locker room where the only comment made, more stuffed mushrooms, Mr. Speedwagon. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, that was good. We didn't get to anything I wanted to get to about this.
Anybody trying to measure? You want to measure?
You're going to have to come out.
No. We're not playing this game.
No, stop it. Stop it right now. That's an athlete thing. God, I'm so embarrassed.
I mean, you got to measure to see who's the alpha around this place.
I know.
Sometimes you just got to measure.
Yes.
Right.
Sometimes.
The show must go on. Sometimes we do that. No, I'm totally discombobulated.
Sorry, interns.
Can you hang around for the news and comment on it, please?
Of course, sir.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. We will take a break. We're with Dominic Foxworth, and we will come right back right after this, everybody. I hear you need
somebody to love. The TMOS Elite Whiskey Society presents Questions for a Whiskey Drinker.
Here's a letter from Diana from Valley Forge. She writes, which is better, Irish, Canadian, or American whiskey? Well, Diana, obviously, the alcoholic heritage of the Irish is solid. You can't trust Canadians because they're just waiting to invade. If you're a true patriot, you have to go all American.
Check out the TMOS Elite Whiskey Society on Facebook or in bars where fine whiskeys are sold.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. My day isn't right if I don't start it off with an amazing shave with my Harry's razor. Harry's is the best, thanks to Jeff and Andy. You see, Jeff and Andy were two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting ripped off by Big Razor. And they knew there was only one way to ensure an affordable quality shave. I love these guys. They bought their own factory and they started Harry's. I sent my cousin a whole big Harry's package just last week.
Oh, he loves
it. And he loves it. They take less profit at Harry's. They sell directly to you over the internet. Harry's offers their blades at half the price, just $2 a blade compared to $4 or more. Go into a drugstore and see what you'll pay. A Harry's razor includes everything for a close, comfortable shave. It's got a weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision-engineered blades that just sit there waiting to shave your face. A lubricated strip, a trimmer blade, plus a blade cover for when you travel. I shave with Harry's every day, and trust me, you will love the smooth comfort and the finest shave of your life. And the Harry's lathering shave gel is the best. It is the best shave gel I have ever used. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard right, free. You get a razor handle of your choice, a 5-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. Free when you sign up. Just pay a small fee for shipping. Redeem your free trial. To do that, go to harrys.com/TMOS. Do it right now. That's harrys.com/TMOS. A great product, and we are excited to have them as part of our TMOS family.
News.
Fandango.
What's it called?
Fandango. They recently surveyed 8,000 movie fans and asked them who they thought should take home the Oscars this Sunday. Hidden Figures. See, that's the one we're deciding to go, whether it's Hidden Figures or La La Land, but La La Land has had more.
You got to go see La La Land.
You got to see La La Land, and here's why. There's very few chances to ever see a musical on a big screen. Whether you like it or hate it, I think it's going to be a better experience.
Is there anything I can do to psych myself into liking? Because right now I'm predisposed.
Hey, do you have any of that Benadryl left?
There you go. Anyway, Hidden Figures was the favorite on Fandango to win Best Picture, 26% of the vote, although La La Land was close with 25%. Arrival was third with 13%. Yuck.
Yeah, you did not like that.
What? I did not like Arrival. I hated Arrival.
Arrival is by far my favorite movie in that category. However, I'm rooting
have
for
you
hidden,
seen Lion?
Hidden Figures for obvious reasons.
Have you seen Lion?
I have not seen Lion.
You have to see Lion.
It's not about Matt Millen.
The bottom line is, you're smarter than I am, and that's why you liked Arrival. It's too complicated for me. Arrival
what didn't
had
you like?
Sci-fi.
I finally saw it, Mike. What didn't you like about it?
You want a simple sentence?
Yes.
Amy Adams was too puffy. Thank you very much. Yeah. Anyway, let me see. We got Moonlight right after Hacksaw Ridge, Moonlight, Fences, Manchester by the Sea, Hell or High Water, and Lion brought up the rear at 3%. I'm totally missing this, I guess.
Well, I think it has to do with few people seeing it.
And
I don't think it had a very
release.
Wide release. Yeah.
Fences star Denzel was the favorite to win Best Actor, followed by Ryan Gosling from La La Land, Emma Stone for Best Actress, and Jeff Bridges for Best Supporting Actor. Viola Davis for 38%. And by the way, when I saw my daughters play, just remember, I pulled a Viola Davis. And by the way, a Viola Davis is when you not only cry, but you snot. That's what I did.
Mike, I think the Fandango is a great website and that's a good poll, but I think that Lion has a better chance at placing high as Best Picture because it is so unique and it is also a critical darling as far as the Hollywood types. They're right. All going to see it because of the screeners.
Yes.
And those are the people that vote. I think this might be a kind of thing.
It's
like
a box office issue.
Yeah, like a Slumdog Millionaire type issue where, you know,
it's gonna be interesting.
That came out and won. So we'll see.
It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Wasn't he it's the same guy, right? Slumdog Millionaire and Lion?
Dev Patel?
Yeah. Dev Patel.
Or am I just being racist?
No, I think you're absolutely right. Let me double check.
No, that's me yesterday when I had my CAT scan, and I said to the lady, I said, "What name is that?" I asked her what her name was. She said, "It's Indian." I said, "Oh, you'd love Lion." That was racist.
Yes,
that was racist. I mean, it wasn't intended to be racist, but it definitely came out as old man. You'd love Lion because there are Indian people in that, too.
Yeah. Bless your heart.
Here at the top. Hey, I wasn't as bad as the old fart that said to the nurse, "You got any coffee here? You got any cup?" Yeah, she's your waitress.
That's
you
exactly
dick.
Right.
Here are the top 10 highest and lowest rated new shows on broadcast TV.
Okay.
I'm not. Is anybody watching broadcast TV?
There's
I'm
a
not.
Few sitcoms I still grab.
Mike, yeah. I rot in broadcast sometimes.
Feel free to jump in if you've seen any of the 10 highest. There are four tied for one spot. Three with another two. So there are lots of ties here.
Right.
Tied at seven, Speechless.
I watched
American
that.
You watch that one?
Yeah, I do.
I forgot you watch a lot of television. It's great to have you immediately dive in right out of the
game. I like Minnie Driver a lot. Minnie Driver is very good in it.
Okay.
She's the mother of a kid in a wheelchair. Yeah.
I've seen it.
How is it? Is it good?
I like it.
It's
I like
good.
The writing, yeah.
Doesn't get enough run, but it's good.
Is that
American
her actual
Housewife?
Name?
Anyone? American Housewife?
Minnie Driver?
Yeah. Is that her actual name or is that like a stage name? Because I feel like that's not a name that you would choose.
Yeah, it's like a little person driving a car.
Right. That's what I hear. It's like Minnie Driver. Like, did she choose that? Hopefully that's her birth name.
I thought it's something you might have in your iPhone. Minnie Driver.
I hate American Housewife and I have watched it. The star of it is the girl who played Melissa McCarthy's sister in Mike and Molly.
Her name is,
and she was also in the Eastbound and Down show, Katie Mixon. All she does is make faces at the camera.
It's the same character she was in Eastbound and Down, but she has a little more depth.
Yeah, it's like 27 minutes of tasting lemon. That's what it's like.
I have 20 of these, and if we take
I'm sorry.
Hunted, Timeless, Lethal Weapon, Kevin Can Wait, Bull, and 24 Legacy, Designated Survivor, and number one, This Is Us.
Okay, I'm into This Is Us. And
that's
I'm into
one.
Timeless. This Is Us, by the way, tearjerker. Man or woman, I don't care if it's a cliche. You could be made of steel, and you will still have some sort of emotion at the end of those episodes.
I have 7 in my DVR. Haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, get out the Kleenex.
How about this? Nobody ever, ever, ever watch any sitcom with Kevin James ever.
Thank you. I appreciate that. The 10 lowest rated, Ransom, Doubt, Katherine Heigl's show, My Kitchen Rules, Training Day, Powerless, The Exorcist, I haven't even heard of the Conviction, Emerald City, The New Celebrity Apprentice. That's
tough. Can't get past
and
that.
And APB.
I watch The Celebrity Apprentice. I don't know why. It's just kind of a commonplace show.
I only watched it until they got rid of Lovitz.
Yeah.
And then I bailed.
And then you've got Doubt, which was on last night. Watch that. All right, not horrible.
Guys are watching a lot of broadcast TV.
Yeah, Mike.
I like
all
the
we
sitcoms.
Have is time.
Nah, Mike. I'm with you, Mike. You, me, and all the other cool kids are watching the stuff with cussing and boobs in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
and smoking on the other side of the school fence.
Yeah.
Hop on a little pay-per-view.
Now with you lames watching broadcast TV.
Have you ever heard of Netflix, you jerks?
When Judge Judy renegotiated a contract with CBS Distribution a few years ago, she was able to secure, I didn't know this, this, a $47 million salary.
Whoa.
Isn't really? That hard to believe as it wallows in that afternoon time slot that Judge Judy is making that kind
what
of
kind of idiot watches judge shows?
Hi, Carrie.
His wife.
Okay, she also wanted this is why she's an attorney. She also wanted the rights to her entire library, which includes thousands of old shows.
She owns
and
her
she
show.
She got them. She got the show.
Nice.
Got the
that's worth more than the $47 million.
Respect.
Wow,
man.
Partly because CBS wanted her back that badly, and partly because they didn't think there'd be a huge market for Judge Judy repeats. But they might have been wrong about that. Judge Judy is trying to sell her back catalog for a cool $200 million. Mm-hmm. Her pitch is that first-run episodes are going to dry out for good in 2020, and people are going to need repeats to satisfy their Judy fix. Also, there are opportunities to exploit the show on cable. I think
she's
old
absolutely
judge shows,
right.
She's brilliant.
Old judge shows, people will watch old
I
judge shows.
I think Cozy runs Judge Wapner shows. Like yeah. It's like just right. old school. You just watch for all the idiots trying to get their $100 in rent back.
I feel so bad. Doesn't matter whether it was 2002. I don't care. I'm going to watch it.
I feel so bad that Judge Judy's going to dry up in 3 more years.
It's the end of that story. Can't improve on that one. There's another paragraph. I'm not reading it. Everyone knows your fingerprints and DNA are unique, but here are 7 other things about you that are slightly different than everyone else. Your ears, your body odor, your butt, the way you walk, your skull, your fingernails, the pores on your nose, those are the 7 things that are absolutely unique to you.
Hey, Curtis, that was my skull.
Right, there you go. Yeah. And as far as Robert Ford's case, the way he sits in a chair at a sporting event. Blocking everyone and the sun. He just sits there being wide.
New nickname for him. Rob Ford is the eclipse.
The eclipse. Yeah. Where's the eclipse? And now a little something something. A 28-year-old guy named Dominique.
Hey.
His name was Dominique Jones from Tampa, Florida. He called 911 on Monday night and told the cops that a man had just robbed him and stolen his wallet. His story was kind of flimsy because he couldn't say what the guy looked like or what direction where he went. But some detectives and the canine unit started investigating anyway. And they quickly solved the case when they found Dominique's wallet a few minutes later inside his suitcase. His own suitcase.
Of course.
That's when he admitted that he made up the robbery. He made the whole thing up because he didn't want to go to work that night.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. You know, they don't say anything about any medication being involved in that, but he was arrested for filing a false report and misuse of 911.
Sure.
It didn't even have the initiative to put it somewhere where they might not be able to find it. They found it in his suitcase.
Suitcase.
It
is.
Seems like he's going to get a lot of days off now, so mission accomplished.
Yeah. 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 He won't have to work for a while.
Nice job, Dominique Jones.
But we have a tradition on this show of offering Florida slogans of the day. And since this took place in my home state now, I have to give you another one. Here
it's
we are.
It's a brand new slogan right here.
New slogan for Florida. Florida, come for the crazy, stay for the lazy. Thank you very much.
Hey, I love when they rhyme.
Yes.
That's very nice.
Yes. That'll just fit, you know? That's the way it works. We will take a break. Have you any little sounds today, Rob?
Yes, I was walking in the meadow last night, and in the north side of an oak tree, I found some sounds.
Shut up. Thank you. We'll take a break. Come back with Rob's little sounds right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Folks from all over TMOS Nation listen, and they get it.
This is Horny Bob Spiewak. I never, ever miss O'MeraCast. Love it.
This is Carrie Spiewak, and I listen to Marcus Serta.
My name is Carla O'Meara, and I listen to O'MeraCast.
After a long wait, O'MeraCast is back, and better than ever. Catch up on the latest from The Mike O'Meara Show, Cake and Cookie, The Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein, Tech 411, The Rob and Joe Show. Marcus Serta is a man that brings you the highlights from more broadcasting.
Make it your prerogative to listen and get it at MikeO'MeraShow.com.
I have to pop this on here. I haven't had any contact with anyone regarding that situation.
Oh, really?
Anybody?
He's been invited to call you.
I texted him, but in his defense, I have 2 numbers for him. So let me confirm contact.
Rob, do you know anything about that? Have you heard anything?
I've not heard from him. I know that this most recent episode was a very upbeat and positive episode.
What? When was the most recent episode?
It posted on Sunday, and I believe Dirk was on.
Yeah, so brand new.
He's
No, that was not this Sunday. That was last Sunday.
Oh, no.
About that episode.
Forgive me. My confusion, this most recent episode had Jim Amato on it.
Jim Amato, Mike.
So he's done one since Dirk.
Yeah, he has.
That's encouraging.
Yeah. Yes.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS bonus packages. If you like the sound you're hearing, you'll love the bonus show. All your favorite TMOS things squeezed into a sensational 6 hour. No commercials, no censorship, freewheeling. Just subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. You'll get full access to all of our 2017 bonus content, plus the entire anthology at over a 25% savings. All waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Look for the banner mark TMOS bonus packages. Kebab. Kebab Dow, we're waiting for you. Please. We'd love to get you to subscribe. Thank you. Let's open up the little sound audio vault for today. This is is it February 23rd already?
23rd, yeah.
Flying by, Mike.
Oh, my God.
And also, today's bonus show, there is the most sensational solution to the homeless problem in D.C. that I will bring you. Going to knock you out. You're going to love it.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
I bet we get 40 minutes out of it.
I'm excited. I'm very, very excited.
Pretty damn great. But that's not what we're talking about right now. We're talking about quality television. And what you said you're on your list, I'm surprised that at the top or the bottom wasn't the new show From Not to Hot. Have you heard about this?
Have not. No, I have not.
Oh, it stars someone you know, Mama June.
Oh, no.
Oh, she's back?
Yes. Here's the plot. Is, you know, she divorced Sugar Bear. And Sugar Bear is getting remarried. That's her ex-husband. And so she went on Tinder and got herself.
You can't keep the crap down.
No, you can't.
You really can't.
No,
wow.
I mean, and if you put a plunger in one toilet, check the powder room. Because here comes the crap.
Absolutely.
So what happens is Mama June has, in her words, and I think you'll hear it here, she wants to get herself a smexy guy to go to the
wedding?
To her ex-husband's wedding.
Wow.
So she gets on Tinder. They've started to leak, pardon the expression, some clips. And you will hear at the end of this clip, Honey Boo Boo is actually in the show, and she is perfectly shaped.
How old is Honey Boo Boo now, 30?
She looks to me about maybe 13, 14, but it's hard to tell.
But she's the size of a full-grown 30-year-old.
Right? Aww. She is perfectly shaped like a traffic cone.
Aww. Okay.
And when she used to mug.
Does she speak like Mama June?
She still speaks a little like Honey Boo Boo. And remember when she was just wee and small and she'd mug to the camera and it was adorable?
And it was cute.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't cute. It was disgusting.
Now if you see it, you need Zyrcam. It's just, it's horrible. The reflex is horrible. But here are some clips from Hot to Not, or Not to
Hot.
Where
are you going?
I'm going on a date.
You're kidding, right?
No.
I haven't been on a date in like, what, 12 years?
Everybody's on me about getting a date for Shubra's wedding. I finally found one and everybody's up on my ass. What the hell? Y'all had the ideal at lunch for me to get a hot, smexy guy for Sugar Bear's wedding. And I only got a couple months, and so I got to get started now.
The last time you ever went on a date, he probably had to call you on a rotary phone. No, I had a pager.
He just paid.
Can you pause it for a second?
Yes.
Can you pause it? Even playing a clip on a radio show, it doesn't have, it's like, okay. Yeah, it's not funny.
But they're on just one episode, right?
This is going to be a series.
But for them,
was that
following
Honey
them?
Boo Boo speaking to her?
No,
at the
Honey Boo Boo is going
to
be in the part two of this clip. It's coming.
Okay.
What you were dealing with before.
Can we get right to that? Because I don't want
to
hear this.
Let's get to Honey Boo Boo.
Mike, what you just listened to was Pumpkin. It was
Pumpkin.
Remember, there was the older daughter, Pumpkin.
I don't remember.
Pumpkin Boo Boo.
All right. Them all.
Here we go.
Sorry.
How did you meet this dude, anyways?
I mean, you're too young to kind of know about that, but anyway.
Is it the one where you shop for guys and you swipe left and right? How do you know about that?
Pretty funny.
Shop.
Awkward silence.
So what? Apparently, Honey Boo Boo knows about Tinder.
Well, look, it's tough because we know what the human condition actually is. And before, I used to laugh at like these shows and say, "There's no way people are like that." They're like that.
Is Honey Boo Boo like sucking on a pack of Marlboro Lights now? Because she sounds like, you know, hey mama.
Well, she's going Lindsay Lohan.
I don't think she'd eat anything that isn't buttered. I think if you buttered a cigarette, you might be
She wouldn't put
shape.
Anything in her mouth that wasn't buttered?
But yeah, she. It's a good-looking family and a healthy-looking family.
Okay.
My two thoughts are this, is that I'm thrilled.
A healthy-looking family.
I am thrilled that at the end of the run of this series, we're going to see Mama June be hot. right? Because she's right. They're gonna work with it. And also, right. Next time for episode 2, just straighten up the kitchen. Maybe hit it with some Windex. That's all I'm saying. All right. This is the show.
Having the big one?
I'm
okay.
Oh, what's going on? Is he going down?
Time for the med drill. This is what we practice for.
I made an abbreviation that I can't figure out, and I apologize. Kate Upton was on a talk show. Do you know she is dating a pitcher for Detroit, Justin Verlander?
Yeah, they're engaged.
Right?
They've been a thing for a long time.
Yes.
But here's the thing. No sex before a game for him, even though he's dating Kate Upton. And an interesting wrinkle on that.
There's no sex before a game. Absolutely none.
No.
Yeah, and then also what I've just found out is if he plays too well, there's no sex after either.
Why is that? Because he's tired?
Yeah, he's exhausted.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Kind of buzzkill for me.
But the amazing thing is no matter what chick it is, there's someone who's tired of having sex with her.
Wow!
This guy.
Did you do that because we had an athlete in the studio?
No, I did not. That was actually true. But I can imagine.
You know, the way
imagine,
you said it, you saying that, it just you took all the teeth out of it.
How do you mean?
Well, no, it's one of the worst misogynistic comments a person can make. But it's got to be harsh, you know.
Yeah,
it is harsh.
No matter how hot the woman, there's some guy tired of.
But he hadn't broadcast friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You know. I understand.
My apologies. How about Eddie Van Halen, Mike? He's not a sportsman, is he? He doesn't play a lot of sports.
No, I don't think so.
He did something really cool. And actually, when I started to watch him, I said, oh, Eddie, how are you going to sound? He sounds okay. But what he did is awesome. I know you love the movie Mr. Holland's Opus. And there is an actual Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation. Instead of making a cash donation, Eddie Van Halen just donated 75 of his guitars.
Wow.
To go to schools where kids can learn to play guitar on Eddie Van Halen's guitar. The guitars that he used to
take the guitars. I wouldn't teach on those. I would auction them off to get money for the programs. That's what I would do.
You know that actually might be a good idea.
You know who doesn't care about playing on Eddie Van Halen's guitar?
Who?
Kids.
Yes.
The teachers might be hyped, but the kids are going to be like, we have these old guys' guitars.
Who's this? Eddie Van Halen might as well might be Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
Yes. True enough.
Because they're just not, I mean, that's
they won't take care of it. You're right. The value would be in an auction.
Yeah, sell those things and buy some guitars.
Maybe Van Halen to an 11-year-old is not relevant anymore.
Maybe they will actually do that. Who knows? Who knows? But anyway, here's Eddie. And you know what? Surprisingly, remember it wasn't long ago that Eddie smiled and he had no teeth? Right. He sounds okay.
Music is such a necessity. Imagine this show without the music to set it up. Imagine movies without music. Music is the universal language to me. It transcends everything.
Eddie, you've donated, 75 guitars?
Yeah.
To the program.
It was very difficult at first to find a charity that would take them.
So I guess maybe it is a bad idea.
No, I think
Dominique, I wish you had checked with
me. We don't want this junk.
No. Yeah, to have the guitars at an auction with adults.
That
remember
make sense.
Van Halen, that probably could get. I mean, who wouldn't want one?
Sell them
if
a
you're
lot.
Even a if you're a mild Van Halen fan, you'd like one of those on your wall. It'd be kind of cool.
I'll close with this. Over the summer, I took Julia to a store called Urban Outfitters.
Yes,
that has overpriced everything and records. Sweaters are $1 billion, and jeans are $2 billion. And what
not everything can be Target.
That's true. That's true, Oscar. But clarify. I said, dear, let's shop at Amazon. And she said, let's go to Urban Outfitters. And I said, okay, do they sell a pistol? Because I want to kill myself. But Urban Outfitters is now selling a classic AOL t-shirt. Remember the old AOL logo?
Yes.
They've rolled this out. So there is now like the 2000s are nostalgic now. It's because Urban Outfitters, one of the coolest places, has actually rolled out an AOL t-shirt.
Urban Outfitters is selling a $45 t-shirt featuring the old America Online logo. Or for $50, you can buy the company.
So think of that before you put on that t-shirt. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Ah, thank you very much. Hey, Dominique, is there anything you want to be? We plugged the roast.
Thanks.
Anything you want to plug at all here?
I just want to plug the Michael Mara Show. Everyone should tune in and subscribe, download, listen. It's a great program. You guys have great ads also. I want to get that... that jeans thing.
Yeah,
distilled.
That, it's distilled. Oh wow.
That
he's
and the
us out.
And the book. Like yes. as someone with three children, mm-hmm. I go to a lot of kids' parties. And
lost
I'm gonna,
my name.
What is
I like
it? What's
recapping
the website?
All the average. Lost my dot name.
No, I'm serious. I listen to a lot of ads, and I don't actually use any of the products. But those two things I wrote down in my phone because
there
like
you go. That's
I want
beautiful.
Some cheap jeans and I want some easy gifts.
That is as sweet and kind as you have ever been to me on any broadcast we've ever done together. That's wonderful. Good luck with the morning roast and working with Mr. Santana. And come by anytime. You have an open invitation to join us on the show.
Thank you. I love all you guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If I could afford you, you'd be a regular contributor, but that's ABC. Anyway, that's it. We'll see you next time for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Blue, Mike O'Mara, inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.